Morning, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm sick, but I'm sort of here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, at least I get to work remotely, which is really nice. I can jump up and get tea and,
Yeah.
medication and or turn off the camera. Yeah, because it's bronchitis, so I'm always coughing.
Yeah. Speaking of cameras, I got like a dream sequence thing going on. What is this? It looks like I have Vaseline on the
Yeah. Don't go into the light, Jeremy.
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah, I don't know. And sometimes, like, I have another camera at work. And so sometimes my integrated camera just doesn't work. Who knows?
That's pretty dramatic backlighting.
It's already nighttime with Charlotte.
Yeah, living in constantly dark darkness.
Is that snow on the ground out there?
It's snow too. Yeah, we have had. Yeah, actually, we have a couple of warmer days now. So now it's melting. So, but we have had I don't know, 70 centimeters. So. Yeah, I don't know what that in feet. So,
That's more snow than I've seen in Texas in the last 20 years. Like if you piled it all up on top of each other. Right. I'm gonna get sharing my screen. No, I don't want that. All right, can y'all see Atlassian? No. Is that still legible? I try to keep the agenda out of the way of these little thumbnails so I can see everybody's faces. Okay. All right. Well, do y'all want to dive in? What? How many people do we have?
13.
It's like a pretty good gang. I think we could probably get started. We have our note taker. Let's go for it. All right. Welcome everybody to the January 15th meeting of the product Council. Our note taker today is Alexis. Thank you, Alexis. And we do have some announcements. Next week, the Tri-Council is having its meeting, and it's using our time slot to do that. So next Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, we'll be here, but not for the PC meeting, for the Tri-Council meeting. And that leads us to our second announcement, which is because we won't be having a standard PC meeting, we won't be doing our Tuesday planning meeting next week. So that has been canceled. We didn't put this on the announcements, but we are trying out this new calendar arrangement with the calming week. So the fourth week of the month is we are as far as the PC has control of a schedule, we're trying to pull back meetings from that week. So that's not next week, but the week after. So that's just something to be mindful of that's coming up. And then also the community council has a working group that is compiling Folio community metrics across the community, which are indicators of community health. This is coming out of the council chair meeting that occurred this week. And I unfortunately was unable to be there for m much of that meeting. Caitlin, do you have anything to add about this? Sorry to put you on the spot.
No, not at all. Just that they were eager for feedback. They're kind of wondering about what would be meaningful. Are these useful? Are these sustainable? My initial impression is there's a lot of metrics that they're looking at compiling there, and I think the more that we can like focus on a few key things, the easier it'll be to maintain.
Yeah, so yeah, here's just a look at the wide breadth of stuff that they're looking at. And some of it certainly touches on things within the product council's purview, that's for sure. And some of it not.
And you know, they did not give us a preferred method for providing that feedback. So how about let's start a thread in the product council chat, and we can compile it and pass it on to them.
All
Does that
right.
sound good?
That's starting to sound like an action item.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other announcements that we failed to put there that people would like to make? Jennifer?
The WolfCon 2026 planning committee is, I mean, it's been off and running since last November, just because WolfCon this year is about 2 to 3 weeks earlier than it normally is. It is in Prague at the Prague University for Business and something else. Anyway, yeah, so the call for proposals is going to be put out probably early February, but we are looking definitely for, you know, pre-conferences and think about a session. This year we are using FeedLoop and not SCED, so hopefully this provides a better experience for everyone. Yeah.
All right. That is exciting. And my hat's off to you folks who start thinking about WolfCon so close on the heels of the last WolfCon. Okay, let's move on into liaison updates. CC looks like their scheduled meeting was canceled this week. Todd, do you have want to go over this stuff from the TC? Do we have Todd? I thought I saw him, but maybe not. Okay. The TC appears to be reassessing officially supported technologies for Trillium and Umbrella Leaf. Scheduled delays interact with in-support periods for third-party frameworks. The largest effect is the need to move to Spring Boot 4.1 instead of 4.0 in Trillium. Yeah, we have been definitely discussing this internally at A&M. So yeah, definitely something to keep our eye on. And no meeting this week for RMS. Okay.
It does fall next Monday, but here in Mass we have Martin Luther King Day. So I don't know. I know Charlotte, are you thinking of going to RMS on Monday?
So I have unfortunately a meeting conflict on Monday, so I'll not be there.
Well, I'll view the recording then and share the recording for us. I mean, it's Tri-Council next week anyway.
Jennifer, I think there's a very significant chance that it'll just be canceled.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Harry.
I mean, I don't know that for sure, but I'd be surprised if the meeting actually occurred.
Okay, I'll ask in that channel too.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's move on to our housekeeping topics. We last week introduced several housekeeping actions for updating our topic calendar. I consolidated all those into one this time, but they're still relevant. So we're still looking for people to sign up for note taking, which I do think we have. It does look like people have been doing that. So there are much more names written down there. But if you see a blank spot and you haven't signed up yet, consider it. We definitely appreciate y'all's efforts and note taking. Also, SIG updates for liaisons. It'd be good to work with your SIGs to get SIG updates down on the topic calendar as well. And this is one for me because I have not done this yet. But for any of the conveners of our PC subgroups, if we have significant milestones or points in time when we know we're going to be interfacing with the PC based on the deliverables from our subgroups, we should put those dates on the topic calendar so we can see them coming. All right.
Jeremy, quick question
Oh, go
about,
for it. Yeah.
so I was putting my name in for notes and various honestly random days and realized I signed up for the Tri-Council meeting, which I'm happy to take notes for. I just didn't know if there's if that gets decided a different way, who takes notes for that meeting?
So I feel like in the past, I feel like one of the, I have no idea why this would be the case, but I just feel like one of the community chairs, the chairs for the community council tends to take notes for that meeting. That might just be happenstance. And I have a really hard time believing that if you were there and saying, I'll take notes, that people wouldn't be happy for you to do that. So I suppose the way I would like to handle it is just, yeah, you if you want it to just be ready to take notes, and we can make the offer, and if somebody else really has their heart set on it, let them go for it.
Yeah, sounds good to me. I'll be ready.
Does anybody know better than I do if there's some kind of rule or convention there? Okay. All right, yeah, we'll just do it like that then. Good question. We have this topics for Tri-Council prep update. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really remembering why we threw this on housekeeping. But I guess I can just say what we're planning on doing. For our update, what we are planning on doing is having a quick introduction that I will give, just talking in, broadly about the initiatives that the PC is engaged in coming out of WolfCon. I'll mention the three subgroups that we launched, and then from there, each one of the conveners for the subgroups is going to take just a pretty brief slide to go over what their subgroup is doing and the sort of activities and deliverables that they're working towards. And I think once we get through all of that, that's definitely gonna be a solid update from the PC, take up enough time, but hopefully not too much. And am I missing anything that we discussed on Tuesday about that? Okay. So that is our plan. I will say that one of the things that we are looking at doing is if we get through our agenda for today and there's time left in the balance, we will return it to you. And for those of you who are on subgroups, it might be a good time to, if you haven't, if your subgroup hasn't done this already, to work on the slides for next week's meeting. So, Trillium deadline, PC endorsement process and questions. Charlotte and Caitlin, I believe you guys had some information on this.
Yeah, I can start share the Trillium timeline. Would that be okay? Will you
Yeah,
stop share?
I will do it.
Just one sec. So it's just so we make sure that we get the information out more broadly. So by February 13, it's important to notify the community regarding any planned new modules for the upcoming release and add the new modules to the wiki page with which are listing all the folio modules and the POs and the dev teams, etc., etc. And then there's another deadline that's good to be aware about if you are a team planning to launch a new module, is that you, of course, need to have add your Jira ticket key project here. And then the deadline, which is really important, is to make sure that the technical council, if they are to approve the backend module, then that needs to happen by March 27. And for the PC, here the PC has encouraged all development team to come and present any planned new work and your the new new app, new UI component as early as possible. So, and that of course needs to be, so the absolute deadline need to be sometime March to get that endorsement in place.
I see Harry has his hand up for a question. I do, Harry, if you don't mind, I want to ask for one point of clarification real quick. Is the reason why the PC's endorsement is important to take place in March is because of the interrelationship between the TC's approval and the PC's endorsement?
Yeah, so we have over the years done this process sometimes a little bit in parallel, and sometimes the TC has begun their review before we had the PC process as well.
Okay.
But here I'm just trying to, make sure that if any development team has planned new modules, then yeah, these deadlines are good to keep up with.
Okay, thank you. Harry?
Yeah, so I was going to ask, as far as the dates for module or app approval, were those dates reviewed and okay with the TC? I'm just wondering because it doesn't really seem like there's a lot of time for TC or anyone else to do their actual evaluations. But I don't know, maybe that process has improved greatly and, it's much faster than it used to be. I don't know. Jeremy, you might also have some insight.
If I can answer very quickly, that timeline I showed is Oleksiy Petrenko's timeline, and as you probably know, he is kind of rotating it, so it's the usual time
Okay.
cadence he is using here.
Okay, now I just worry about because sometimes those evaluations from the TC take a considerable amount of time that
Yeah.
may not be enough, but okay.
I know, I mean, it's been a long time at this point since I've been on the TC and involved in the evaluation process. I do know that the TC did seem to make a good faith effort, especially as those deadlines were approaching, to expedite reviews in order to hit those deadlines. It couldn't always be done, but I did see many reviews that were done much more briskly because of their proximity to a deadline. So I imagine that probably is still the case, but I don't know. I see Caitlin's hand.
I wanted to just jump in and say, obviously the technical council's timeline is out of scope for us. And there's a change that we kind of halfway made that we're looking to completely enact. And that is, we're no longer approving, we're endorsing, and we're no longer asking it to be the sole responsibility of the product owners and the development teams to get on our schedule. We need a milestone where we look at what's in the scope of the upcoming release and we reach out to people and let them know if we would like them to come talk to us so that we can learn more and provide feedback on new development. So I think the thing that we did last year was we rolled out the endorsement process, got a nice Jira board out, but it's just kind of sitting there right now because we need to do some active outreach to insert ourselves into that process. And again, not approve, we're not going to hold things up, But we are going to ha try to, from a communication and a coordination standpoint, try to ask questions and be aware of what's coming early. So hopefully that'll shift the onus of responsibility a little bit, and help free up critical development work that needs to move forward, but also give this group a little bit more visibility into what's coming. And I apologize, there's something going on with their catalog and I need to jump off for a moment, but hopefully I'll be right back.
Good luck.
So that's a
Thanks.
significant change. So I could see that having a considerable impact on this. So, okay, great. Thanks.
So then maybe the TC should for the Trillium. So now we have the dates and we are announcing them here in the PC. So then we should reach out to the development team and ask, do you have anything you want to have endorsed by PC before that critical deadline in March?
So I guess I'm going to circle back around to the question I asked before. It used to be that the technical council's review had an item on it. One of the things that allowed it to pass the review was the approval initially was the language, but if we've changed our language to endorsement, then I don't know if they've updated that or not. But do they still require in the TCR process that the PC has engaged with the product before the TC will approve it? Christy?
Yeah, speaking with my TC liaison hat here, taking a step back to the earlier conversation, I can share that the technical council has been working on streamlining and even automating parts of the module review process this year. So hopefully that's going to go faster and more efficiently going forward. We do actually look to the PC to have whatever the language is, either approve or endorse a module. And we, in fact, have a topic on the agenda next where we have a module that is in review right now, and we have a question about where it is in the PC pipeline. So maybe that's an opportunity for us to have better conversation, and see what frictions may be happening there and how we can make sure that those communications are clearly, or the expectations are clearly understood there.
That you're absolutely right in my opinion about that. And this is the reason I'm harping on this point is that this deadline that we see, for the TC to approve a module is effectively a deadline for us as the PC to do our endorsement process because the TC's process can't be completed until we have provided our endorsement. So we really need to be on the ball with doing this, which is what why we've put it on the agenda to kind of draw our attention to it. But Charlotte?
So I know that we have mentioned to Oleksiy Petrenko that he should also include the deadline for the PC endorsement in this timeline, but it might have, slipped. So the PC maybe should reach out to Oleksiy Petrenko, and then if our deadline is, I don't know, two sprints before. If I don't know if that's too optimistic, one sprint before the TC deadline, something like that.
So at the risk of diving into conversations that will always take a long time and have been going on for a very long time, I think that the goal has always been for the PC to get involved in the module development process as early as possible. And the idea, I do remember clearly why the TC included in their review process the requirement that the PC approve or endorse a module was that they did not want to spend time reviewing a module that the community was not behind, was not asking for, essentially. That they wanted to scope their approval process to things that the community was actively engaging with. And so the idea of endorsement that they're looking for from us is basically just a check mark of us saying as the product council, yes, this is something that we think should exist in Folio, which I think conceptually at least is something that we can provide pretty early on in a module development process. So I don't know if that helps us at all, but so much about the TCR process, the technical council's process, is leaning forward on like the deadline and like the time for release. And I don't, one thing that we have always had a hard time doing is adjusting the PC's process to kind of lean back against like, the inception of a module's concept. When we keep on ending up at this point where we're trying to get things done right before the deadline. But I don't know, some time needs to be spent, I suppose, trying to figure out how we can engage with these modules as early as possible. Maybe the DIP process that we're talking about will do that. That could be the case. I don't know. But any closing thoughts b before we move on from this?
I would like to know if there are any action items.
That's such a good question, and one I was hoping you wouldn't ask.
Maybe we could talk with Caitlin because after the meeting and see if we should be proactive and help the POs and development team. So that more active process she described, if that is something we should do now or what her thinking is.
It does seem like, given the time frame that we're looking at, it does seem like a communication out to POs, because POs are going to know whether or not their module has gone through the TCR process or not. And because the TCR process has this line in it about the PC endorsement, there's an incentive for them to engage with us on that topic. So if we reach out to the product owners and say, look, this date is on the calendar, and if you anticipate trying to get your module through the TCR process before this date, please get signed up on our what is the first step? Do they pr present to us, or do they just reach out to us and get on our board?
In the past, they've scheduled, a scheduled a time to come and present to us, and then the, endorsement follows from there. If there are any questions, we follow up, but usually it's just like 2 weeks later. Unless there are any questions or issues, we would just endorse it.
Okay. I will volunteer for an action item to communicate this to the POs, and just suggest that if they anticipate going through the TCR process before this upcoming deadline, that they reach out to us for engaging with us over our endorsement process. Kristen?
Yeah, boy, this is the topic that just keeps giving, isn't it? I remember when we were trying to also, like you said, really get ourselves involved earlier. We wanted to use the SIG liaisons and the SIG updates as ways of getting on top of these things and having, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be the POs that come, as I recall we talked about, but it could be the SIG that talks about what they're at. I mean, the point of having the product council have this discussion and have this endorsement is so that perspectives that might get more myopic within a SIG that's looking just at one particular functionality have an opportunity to be a little more expansive, but we want it to be early enough so that it's not like we suddenly are telling people who are basically done with the work, like, yeah, I don't know if we think that's the right approach, because I think that was really demoralizing for everybody involved. So I think, I like Caitlin's idea of, trying to be more proactive, but maybe this is also an area where SIG liaisons and then the SIG reports can help with identifying these things early on, so that it doesn't become like a scramble.
Yeah. Is this a suggestion, Kristen, that we don't move forward on an action item to reach out to the POs, or are you saying that maybe just in the future we explore other ways of handling this?
I mean, I think it's fine to reach out to the POs. I think also, I know Caitlin had to step away, but it sounded like she had some really interesting ideas. And maybe it's something too where you're talking about like the SIG liaison reports to have them talk about if there's any new modules that they've been looking at. There's some different ways
Yeah.
to help bring these bubble these up to the surface so that they don't become like, oh, we're doing this, that's great, but we didn't know about it.
That is true. Yeah, I mean, we can communicate often to our liaisons that if they ever hear any rumblings of a new module, that they come tell us about it right away. And then that could be a specific question that we ask during our SIG updates every time is, do you all anticipate in the next, 6 months, initiating development happening for any new modules? And we could just ask that every single time. And maybe if we just ask the question enough, it'll start to develop a culture of reporting these ideas when they come up. Okay. Well, I still I will reach out to Caitlin and ask her, if she's not able to hop back on before the meeting's over, ask her if she has any specific ideas of how she wants to handle this. But other than that, I will craft some sort of message for the POs. All right, let's move on. I'm going to share again. Okay. Okay, we spent too much time on this, but I'm just gonna keep forging ahead. Working group check-in. We have several working groups. We have RMS down here. We have already heard from that during the liaison update. Better sample data's next check-in is supposed to be December 18th. We should update that.
Yeah, that's going to be later in February.
No, this it looks like it was not dated. All right, so maybe the 12th or the 5th. What are you thinking?
Let's do the 12th.
Okay. All right. And anything for today, or just we'll wait for the
No,
12th.
we've just been on hiatus
Okay.
December and January.
I'm gonna go ahead and put, let's see, the 5th as our next check-in here. But I can say for a community-directed development framework that what we have been doing is comparing the initial DIP proposal with the one that is included in the CDDF document to try to see if the difference between the two can illustrate what a minimally viable DIP might look like. We anticipate having a draft of that. Shortly. Once we get that draft done, we'll kind of do our own review to see if anything needs to be added to that. And we might seek the PC for some feedback, but we do anticipate having our final product for the minimally viable DIP ready for the first part of March is what we're looking at. It was the end of February, but because of the calming week, we pushed it a week back. So that's where we're at with that. Community priorities dashboard. When would y'all like the next check-in?
I put us down, excuse me, I put us down on the regular topic calendar to report back on the 5th of February. We've split up into our two groups, and Lisa, Autumn, and I are working on various wiki pages that will we I think we'll be ready at that point to share sort of the drafty outlines that we've been working on. Caitlin said, she actually just wrote to me and said she and Todd haven't met to talk yet, but she can at least, inform everybody about what they're planning to do with the, how to work on these, whatever we decide to call the higher level prioritization, PC prioritization.
But the PC priorities,
Yeah, however, we don't nearly even know what we're going to call it, but that's what they're thinking about.
The top five, top fives.
Right. The top five, that's not really a top five. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, and then the RMSPC roles group, Autumn.
I will get us on the calendar for, yeah, let's, no, the 29th is the calming, right? And 22nd is the tri-council. So we can check in on the 5th as well.
Okay.
I can quickly share that we talked with, so the POs group is doing some work to communicate about releases that lines up with what we wanted to do. So we're actually starting up a partnership with them to get that
Oh,
done.
very cool. That is awesome. Yeah, and I'm sorry I have not been able to attend recently, but
Do you think it's because you attend all the Folio meetings that ever? It seems like you're in every meeting. You and Charlotte.
this is what my boss tells me, at least.
If I don't misremembering, then I think the 5th, February the 5th is already a pretty heavy agenda if you check the
Oh,
PC
okay.
topic list.
I can push ours back, Jeremy. I'll look at the topic list and maybe choose another date for us
Okay.
and take care of that. Thank you, Charlotte.
I lost our agenda. Okay. Martin, any updates on the integration tools subgroup,
Yeah,
the
I
idea?
can report shortly. Charlotte, Lisa, and I met on Monday and had a fruitful discussion, I think. Despite last meeting, we said that this could be a new subgroup, PC subgroup. We decided that it should, at the moment, it should not be a subgroup so that we don't have to bother about the charter and so on. We will maybe decide after we present it to the implementer SIG, which will be on January the 27th. And we also will present it to the SysOps SIG on February, I think the 3rd or 5th, or I think the 3rd was. And we also began working on the data sources we discussed last time. So that is the list I compiled before. I'm trying to, I'm playing a bit around with at the moment with the Confluence database mechanism, so that maybe we could present this information as a database inside the FolioWiki. And Charlotte has begun to work on the Aleph matrix and also compiling a table from that, and so that we are aligning both sources.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Great. Well, thank you too, for diving in with that. This says action item review. I can do this very quickly. I have a bunch of stuff written down that I haven't done. I'm sorry. Let's see if it does look like this. We just got a report on this, and I think this is accurately checked. And we do still need our subgroup goals added to the topic page, but we have addressed that as well. Okay, that brings us to our new topic for today. It looks like this is over to you, Christy, for a question on modeling data import.
Yeah, thanks for adding this to the agenda. And this really follows from the discussion that we had earlier. The Mod Link Data app is in module review on the technical council right now. And there is a question about whether PC endorsement is needed for this app. If we go back and we look at the product council decision log history, there is a PC endorsement of the linked data app in a very broad sense from December of 2024. And because it's not necessarily a module per se, but more of a, I don't know what you would call that endorsement, we're just trying to understand whether or not individual linked data modules need endorsement, or whether any linked data modules that come through are covered by this broad linked data app endorsement.
Do you mind if I say back to you what I heard to make sure I understand the question that's being asked?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying that at some point in the past, the PC approved a linked data app. And of course, like all apps in Folio, this app is made up of many different modules. And now we're at a point in time where a new module is being added to an app that has already been approved. And the question is, does this new module also need an endorsement? Sorry, that's the word I should be. Does this new module also need an endorsement by the PC? Did I get that right?
I think so. I mean, I don't know that I necessarily 100% understand the process and whether individual modules need to be endorsed or apps, and when is a module covered by an app endorsement? I think that that's just something that we're trying to understand in the TC.
I would love to answer that question, but Caitlin has her hand up, so go for it, Caitlin.
Well, I think that we should probably put this on the agenda for a future meeting to kind of reevaluate the tools that we have and the process that was set out. But I wanted to pose to the group. I mean, I think everyone's looking for a rubric for when someone else has to do something. But I think if we have a question, maybe wouldn't that be sufficient to ask the product owners to come in and talk? Like, if there, it sounds like this has come up a couple of times with this app. It doesn't seem to me like there's any harm in asking to learn more about the functionality that's coming, especially if we can, through some of the other things that we're doing here, really make sure that that information is disseminated to a wider group. You know, like, I think if Christy has a question, then probably a lot of people have a question.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great question. I mean, the reason I know it's a great question is because I don't actually know the answer right off the top of my head. So, and it seems like a very natural thing to ask. And so, this is definitely something that we should dig in on and figure out what the appropriate approach is to this,
Yes.
Charlotte, and then Harry.
So if I put on my PO and development team responsible hat on, then I'd say it would be, then I would warn against us being very square boxed and say we want to be presented for all new modules being proposed. When if it relates to an existing app already approved. We have many, edge modules. We have UI plugins. We have, all these, and it is simply a way to have the app to function that we are doing it. So, I agree. If the PC would like to learn more of a new about a new app, is always a legitimate ask, but if I think we should be careful about asking the development team because to approve every new change they do in the code structure.
I have similar sentiments, Charlotte. I mean, just ma mainly just because it doesn't seem like a tractable thing for us to expect ourselves to do. Harry, Alexis, and then Martin.
So I agree with, everything that both Caitlin and Charlotte said. And also because these modules really are, kind of down at the code level, they are there to support the functionality in an app. I feel if the app has been approved, all the modules have been by the PC as well. And not only that, I guess there also becomes a question of if we really, really want to dig in to every module, is the PC really the org to do that? Because I thought that's what the TC is for, right? Because, at that point, we're really getting down to the code level, right? The technical aspects of how the thing is actually being built versus the product, which tends to represent the functionality that librarians will be using, which is at least I was always of the understanding of what the PC was really interested in and improving. And I'm done.
Thank you, Harry. Alexis and then Martin.
Yeah, so in agreement with what everybody just said, and my recollection and is that the only we were only asking to have a presentation and do an endorsement if there was there were functionality changes that were evident in the UI. So again, from that perspective of like the people using Folio, the librarians and library staff using Folio were going to be impacted. The functionality of Folio was going to change in some like visible way. That was when we wanted to have input. But no, like code level stuff, definitely not. That would be completely overwhelming to everybody.
So, Alexis, would it be fair to say that if the introduction of a new module is going to necessitate or result in changes to the UI or changes to the experienced functionality of an application, then it might be something that the PC would be interested in?
That is my recollection, and I feel like I can go back to I feel like we documented this because we this was something we talked about a lot in the previous years, but I feel like that was what we kind of came what it kind of came down to, but I can go back through the documentation and double check, and if we have any if there's anything that we want to do to that documentation to make it clearer to folks who are sort of in that space of like, do I need to go to the PC? Do I need to not need to go to the PC? We can do that. But I feel like we recently had this a very similar conversation, and I thought we made it better, but maybe we didn't make it clear enough. So we could potentially revisit that. But I know we didn't need to look at everything in the code base. Definitely not.
Martin, and then I'm gonna have my hand up after that.
So I actually wanted to say more or less exactly the same as Alexis, and I want to add that having said that, I think for this functionality for linked data import, I would say so definitely if the import functionality that is added is inside the existing linked data app, then I would agree with what Alexis said. So there is no need for a new presentation because this was already presented. I would also say if this was implemented as part, for example, of the existing data import module, so that you have a new besides, I don't know, the normal catalog data and I think orders and whatever you can import there. We would have another record type to import, then I think it's also clear that it's not necessary to import it. Just if this was a whole new app that would display as a new icon on the app menu and or maybe change the whole way of how the linked data app worked, then I would say yes, it should be. There should be a presentation for that on the product council.
Yeah, I think Martin, you touch on some really interesting things, and I really like the way that you're approaching thinking about it as far as where is this functionality going to surface. I think it draws attention to something that I feel a concern about. So, and I'll try to articulate it. I totally agree that the idea of the PC sitting there and trying to get tabs on every single piece of development that's happening and giving our thumbs up or our thumbs down on everything. I mean, that's a fool's errand. It's a non-starter. We should not structure things in that way. But I also feel like I really want to be using a product that is insulated against arbitrary changes to functionality that my institution is dependent on that has not passed through the consensus of the community. So for instance, if there's an app that we use that has a feature or a piece of functionality that's going to be substantively changed in a way that impacts our business processes, I would like to know that that was vetted in some way, that was in a venue that we had some sort of input in. So I would like the PC to have a role in being able to interject themselves into functional changes. I don't think it should be mandatory every single time, but I do think that it would be good if the PC was able to show up if something was happening that might have an impact on the community at large, and I think Alexis said this, like maybe the people discussing things are viewing it through a specific lens, and it does seem appropriate for the PC that has a maybe a wider view of the landscape to say, look, you're looking at this in this way, but what about these other things over here? So, for instance, in this particular case with linked data, I think what Martin said is a great question. I mean, it would be an interesting discussion to me, the idea of linked data import, whether that should happen within a linked data app or if it should happen within the existing data import app. That seems like a product question to me, and it seems like one that would have an answer. I mean, the people who use this stuff, I could see them having an opinion on whether or not they're having to go to two different apps to do import or not. So I don't know. I feel like we need a process that does not require us to endorse everything that comes through, but that allows us to interject ourselves in situations where we feel like some scrutiny might be warranted. Caitlin and then Harry.
So, I just want to acknowledge, I think we already determined that the scope freeze for re the release is not the appropriate time to do this. But I'm still going to say, like, my dream for us would be that twice a year, when this, let's pretend that the scope freeze wasn't too late, when the scope freeze happens, that our next meeting is us together looking at the scope of an upcoming release line by line and talking about stuff and saying like, oh, that's something I think will really impact my institution, or this is something that I feel really unclear about how this is going to work, or like where there might be overlap with this other functionalities, things like that. Because I think we could spend a lot of time on process, but I think the most valuable thing that we can be doing as a group is having that conversation together and then proactively saying like, hey, we really, linked data came in a year and a half ago, but like we really we're this is coming up a lot. We'd like to talk to them again about where this is going, because there's not going to be any perfect rubric, and we can burn a lot of meeting and subgroup time trying to come up with one. But I think really just getting in there and reviewing it together would make a huge difference, especially if we're then able to leverage what Autumn's group is doing to get that information out to everyone. So I'm that's my hope for us.
It sounds, Caitlin, are you saying like you would like to see something ra rather than get bogged down in trying to invent a process that addresses all this stuff? You are feeling like an organic approach where we just focus on making sure that we have eyes on the things that are happening and have a discussion about it. You feel like the appropriate interventions will kind of emerge organically from that?
I think so. That is really what I would like to see.
Okay. Harry?
I really like what Caitlin just proposed, at least for me anyway. That seems like something that would be really workable. Jeremy, back to some of the comments you made before. I think most of what you mentioned in my mind is really the role of the SIGs and the role of the PC having the monthly update from the SIGs, which gives everyone, an opportunity to discuss alert or whatnot. But I think Caitlin's idea actually takes that now to a whole nother level. And that actually sounds to me like something that would be probably a really good idea for the PC to do.
Yeah, I agree with you, Harry, that I think that in design, the SIGs and the relationship between the PC and the SIGs was intended to get us involved in these conversations in this way. But I think that the reality has shown us that very often we are in this situation that we find ourselves in right now with this mod link data import, where we're kind of at the back end of the development cycle, and we're trying to figure out what to do about something. Which it does it seem to indicate that maybe we need to fiddle with things a little bit. Which again, yeah, Caitlin's ideas, I think it's a would be a good thing to try. Christy, and then I think we probably can answer your question before we wrap this up, but go for it, Christy.
Actually, realizing that we only have a few minutes left, I raise my hand to make sure that I have an answer on the immediate question in front of us, which is, what do we do about this module that we're currently evaluating? My understanding from my takeaway from this discussion is that this module is covered by the endorsement of the Link Data app, unless there is some kind of significant UI functionality change that is being made, or new UI functionality that is being introduced, and that we can just move forward. Because I actually don't think that that's the case, but I will confirm that before we move forward.
That is exactly what I was going to say, is that it seems like, given the specific situation that you've described, that the default behavior would be that the endorsement that was given to the app in which this functionality is being created in would cover this development. But it does seem like, to me, I totally think it should be the case, and I do think it probably has been the case traditionally, that if the changes are significant enough, or if they're introducing enough new functionality, that it might be something that the PC would be interested in co commenting on. But that said, we probably would have been interested in commenting on it much more during the inception phase rather than the development review phase. But yeah, does that do? All right, cool. Okay, well, good meeting. I'm giving you 4 minutes back to go work on your slides for the upcoming Tri-Council meeting. But anyway, thank you, folks, and I hope the remainder of your Thursday is great. Take it easy.
Thanks all. Bye.